Hello, I'm Mark Elwood and welcome back to another Nikon podcast. If you haven't checked out our last podcast from WPPI with the amazing wedding photographer Marcus Bell, please download it now. Of course, you can do that at press.nikonusa.com and there'll be the contact details of the whole team from MWW there if you have any follow-up questions. But today, very excitingly, we've got a couple of fantastic new products to talk about, and who else would I have here with me to talk about that than Nikon guru Steve Heiner. Hey Steve, how are you?
Hi Mark, I'm very good, how are you?
So what we're going to talk about today is the DSLR D5100.
Yes.
And a special kind of snazzy microphone, the ME1.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
Now, before we talk about the products though, you've always got something amazing to tell me. Where have you been recently? I'm sure, were you down at South by Southwest?
I was indeed.
What did you do? What was that like?
Well, you know, we went down there. Part of the reason why we're there is sort of dovetails what we're talking about today. You know, since our DSLRs shoot HD video, they have as a part of the South by Southwest Festival a film festival. It's partly music, partly film festival. So there are a lot of people there, a lot of young, independent filmmakers there who have embraced the whole idea of using DSLRs to produce movies, who were all there networking and attending classes and sharing films.
But why aren't you just deluged by people asking you technical questions, going, you know everything about the Nikon, I want to do this with my DSLR.
Yeah, I did get a lot of questions. I was a busy guy, that was for sure.
Well, can I ask you some more questions? Today, I want to grill you about this D5100, which is a fascinating DSLR addition to the line, because it's really a starter camera for someone who wants to move from being a great amateur to a burgeoning enthusiast, right?
Yes, definitely. I think if you want to get outside of just shooting a really nice photograph from a, you know, straight on perspective, what I call a pedestrian point of view, which, you know, seems strange, but most people shoot their photographs from a standing position.
Yep.
The beauty of the D5100 is its brand new sort of swing out variangle LCD, right, which allows me to tilt the LCD independent of the camera so that I can put it down near the ground. I can hold it up over my head. I can actually shoot pictures around corners and still see the LCD. So it starts to move the camera into positions that you don't traditionally see photographs taken from by beginners.
That feels a bit like a spy camera, that you can get it around the corner.
Well, don't think of it so much as a spy camera, because you know you're still going to hear the camera when it goes off. But it does have a quiet mode, incidentally.
Huh?
But think of it in these terms. You know, if you photograph kids, getting down on their level isn't always easy for somebody my age. So when the knees are having a hard time, here you can get the camera down low, you can tilt the LCD so you can still see what you're doing. Or if you're at a crowd, you're at a sporting event and you need to hold the camera up over a crowd, this allows you to shoot over the top of a crowd and still see the LCD because you can tilt it down towards you.
So it's versatile without compromising on accuracy.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can tell the photo you're taking, but be much more adroit and different in the way you take the photos.
Much more versatile way to shoot.
That's interesting. What other new, because I know there's a couple of other kind of great new features on it there. Tell me what else leaps out as a kind of leap forward.
Well, especially at a camera in this sort of price range and for this particular customer, this is an amazing package of technology. First of all, it's got 16.2 megapixel. It uses a CMOS sensor. It shoots in extremely low light. It can go from 100 to 6400 ISO.
Wow.
But one of the best features of all, in addition to the movie mode, which I'll get to, is the fact that we've incorporated a brand new effects mode that allows you to do things such as miniature mode. I don't know if you've seen these miniature photographs where the depth of field is very shallow, usually done with an expensive tilt shift lens to create the illusion of looking at something smaller than what you're actually taking a photograph of. The best part is that in the effects mode, you can actually apply this not only to still photographs, but also movies, which has been typically very hard to do without using a very expensive tilt shift lens. Yeah. There are other features like selective color. I can frame my shot and I can actually select one or up to three individual colors that I can isolate and have every other part of the photograph turn black and white. So I can create an effect that some people can't even do in software after they've taken a photograph, or, you know, a very time-consuming process.
Yeah, it's a time-consuming.
I can take that kind of photograph, and I can apply that to a movie file as well. And it's a unique, very creative look that's very hard to do otherwise.
So like in Schindler's List, where the little girl had a red dress.
Exactly.
jumping out, but you can, instead of this being an expensive Hollywood post-production effect, you can do it while you're shooting.
Right in the camera, and it's recorded to the card. So imagine if you want to share that by putting it on your Facebook site immediately, all you have to do is download from your camera to your computer, and boom, away you go. You don't have to spend any time in software.
So any other special effects modes I need to know about, Steve? There must be.
Yes. In addition to selective color, in addition to the miniature mode, which I personally love a lot, there's a color sketch option, which will turn your photographs or even movies into what amounts to like a pastel piece of art. It's like a color sketch. It's incredible. Sometimes, depending upon what you photograph, it can look like it wasn't even a photograph to begin with. It's truly amazing. Then there's also a night vision mode that will boost the camera. When it's in this special effects mode, it will actually boost the ISO way beyond the normal range of settings on the camera. It's an only black and white mode, mm-hmm. and it's designed to be able to see in near darkness, which is kind of a cool mode. Then there's also a silhouette mode, and there's also a high key and low key setting. And those are basically designed in case you want your entire photograph to be sort of on the high end of the lighting spectrum, or sort of close to over bright or overexposed, or a little bit darker or a little bit more moody, for instance. So there are options for silhouette, high key, low key, color sketch, miniature mode, night vision, and selective color.
Wow. Talking of visual effects, it's enabling HDR much more easily, yes? Talk to me a little bit about why that's great.
In combination with the active delighting, which is another mode that we have in our cameras that will lighten up the shadows and even out an exposure from one single photograph, this new HDR mode, which stands for High Dynamic Range Photography, will actually allow you to shoot two pictures in rapid succession. One will be slightly underexposed, the other slightly overexposed. And when those two pictures are combined using the processing in the camera, it creates a single photograph as a result with a wider dynamic range, or in other words, a greater range from shadow to highlight than could otherwise be taken in one single photograph.
There's a subtlety to it, and also it's a little bit more the way our eyes see it.
Yeah, it is, because your eyes tend to adjust to shadow areas, and you can still see details in the highlights. This does allow you to see very much like the human eye does.
So it turns the camera into like a robot eye. Tell me also, I know the video mode is great on the 5100. What's the big difference there?
Well, this does shoot at 1080p, but we've improved this up to 30 frames per second frame rate. So you have the option of using 24 frames per second for that very sort of cinematic look that we've talked about in the past. But now 30 frames per second gives you a nice smooth alternative when you're shooting video of moving subjects, of kids in sports, whatever the case may be. And in addition to that, being able to apply these special effects to the movie mode is new also.
Oh, okay. Now, talking of movies, the whole point of our ME1 microphone, which is the other fantastic product we're talking about today, this is a first from Nikon to address a video-specific accessory, right?
Exactly. All of our DSLR cameras, of course, have a built-in microphone. It's a monaural single-channel microphone that's built right into the camera. And that works great for most situations. Mm-hmm. But of course, when you're using a little bit larger telephoto lens, or you're in a quiet environment, sometimes, because these cameras were not originally, when they were conceived, DSLRs, that is, that they would ever shoot movies.
Yeah.
Of course, the lenses, when they autofocus, make a little bit of internal noise in the camera that can sometimes be picked up by the microphone. By using the new ME1 microphone, which has its own sort of vibration reduction system built into it to isolate the microphone from the camera itself using a little rubber band suspension system. It's really, really clever.
Oh, cool.
It isolates it so it helps reduce the amount of noise that comes from the autofocus of the lens when you're shooting videos.
So those South by Southwest video filmmakers that you would have been dealing with, this would have been ideal if they're doing a very quiet scene, two people at the kitchen table.
You know what? You know, I would say yes, and I would also add to that that this microphone, I think because it is so small, the profile as it sits on the camera is so small and so unobtrusive, and it gives you, of course, the benefit of dual channel or stereo sound, it's something you could use almost all the time without it being intrusive. Like some microphones, some third-party microphones are very large, very expensive, and very
clumsy,
difficult
this
to
is,
use.
This will go on any DSLR from the Nikon range. Tell me, how much is the microphone?
$179.95. It'll fit on all of our DSLRs that accept a microphone input, and I dare say, there are probably even some other brands out there.
We won't talk about those.
Well, whatever.
And the D5100 is how much?
It is $899.95 with an 18 to 55 millimeter lens, or $799.95 for body only.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, I think that price point, under $1,000, to have the chance to broaden from interest in photography to maybe getting into the enthusiast category, yes, is a huge bargain. And
this is the camera to do it with, too. Oh,
the special effects,
yes,
the coloration, the HDR setting, it's fantastic. And of course, little microphone on there, really good for picking up quiet sound, yes, if you want to move one step up. Thank you so much, Steve. As ever, I could talk to you all day. Anyone who wants to check out some more of the detailed tech specs on those products can, of course, go to press.nikonusa.com, where they're all laid out, and also all the contact details for the team from MWW if you have any follow-up questions. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.